your business of these, either the sort of call to wind down the DEI initiatives or these calls for a boycott. Have you seen any fall off in sales or any impact on your sales?
Not yet, but this is, we're so early right now. Literally, I think a lot of the frustration too from the buyers is that the day that this came out, it was one day or 2 days before the set of the Black History Month program in Target. So these products just hit the floors this week.
As a vendor, as a supplier, you can't just boycott the retailer. Could you just say as briefly as you can why that's not so easy for you? Like for a consumer, you can just say, well, you know, I'm not going to buy that or I'm not going to shop there. But as a vendor, you can't do that.
Well, I think what it is people are asking us to take our products out of the stores.
Right.
So that's the part that we cannot easily do. And we wouldn't want to just take our products out of the stores because there are thousands of people that walk these aisles every day. Our direct-to-consumer business does exist, but the eyeballs that we get by having your products in stores does not even compare.
Some of these companies made a really big deal out of their DEI initiatives. Is there any part of you that feels betrayed that now that they say they're winding them down or walking them back for whatever reason?
Not at all. I feel thankful for the opportunity. Giving me that shelf space is basically giving me another business. What I feel betrayed by are people saying that these products that I made for them, that they're not going to support them. That's the betrayal.
And because?
Because these products were made for them in mind. They were created because before there were no brown unicorns. You could not see yourselves in these particular products. And then you make these products, and then the ones that you make them with them in mind say that they're not going to support it. That's the betrayal.